Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday at noon on KUAF. Of course, the Walmart shareholders meeting, not the only big event taking place on this Friday throughout the KUAF listening area. On Mulberry Mountain, maybe 20,000 people are going to be gathered before the end of the weekend for Wakarusa. One of those 20,000 plus is our own John Schlois. John, how are you on this Friday?
I'm very, very well. A little chilly, but otherwise pretty good.
Well, I was going to ask, because in past years, Wakarusa has been known for this sort of very hot event with the sun boiling down. And as I was on my front porch last night in Fayetteville, I thought, I bet some people wish they had taken some blankets. Was it chilly last night?
Yeah, there were a lot of people at the concerts. I mean, there's different stages set up out throughout the festival grounds, and lots of them had blankets and were just bundled up together. It was about 54 last night. This morning, right now, it's about 60 degrees as people kind of shake themselves awake and shiver their way down into the campgrounds in their shorts. Some people didn't pack appropriately.
Well, it's not a music festival until you see someone who didn't pack appropriately, I think. Now, the crowd estimates are up to 20,000 people. I imagine the first night, Thursday night, is not as well as attended as the next three are going to be. Was that the case?
That's right. A lot of people are expected to come in today because most people can't attend festivals, you know, for the full entirety. They can only come in during the weekends when they get off work. So they're expecting a lot more people to come in. There's still main camping area. There's space. It's been sold out, but there's still some space in the main camping area.
Other than some people being a little bit colder than they expected, did everything go well for the festival for its first night?
As far as I can tell, there weren't too many like screw-ups or technical glitches. You know, they have to turn these bands. Basically, they're setting up one band while the other one's finishing, and then it pretty much starts. There's really not much of a wait at some of these stages. I didn't see any issues. You know, they erected a Ferris wheel this year, and last night, with Pretty Lights was playing at the main stage, they had a huge light performance. And the Ferris wheel also had a light performance going on, and it was quite a sight in the middle of the night.
Any idea whether you can tell how many people are from around this area and how many people are from perhaps outside of Arkansas?
I've been looking at license plates all day yesterday, and I see them from all over. Missouri, I see Arkansas, I see Indiana, I see Washington State, I see them all. It would be impossible to figure out how many people are from Fayetteville, but there's a lot of people from everywhere. I talked to some people yesterday from different areas, Dallas and Kansas City, that are actually at college in Hendricks.
Ah, in Conway. Well, it's a ticket price to get in, and you can spend up to hundreds of dollars to get in. But you ran into some people who are actually attending the concert, and they're doing it for free, right?
Yeah, they basically had to just submit a non-refundable $15 application fee. But other than that, they got into the concert, and well, they got into the festival for free. They had to put down a deposit of $220, and then they basically worked for 15 hours during the course of the festival at different departments, like picking up trash or helping people park. And if they work 15 hours, they get their deposit back, and they basically get to attend the concert and for free.
Well, last night from the media tent, you filed a story about these folks, and we'll hear that now. Thanks, John, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Wakarusa, the music festival at Mulberry Mountain near Ozark, is now in its fourth year at Arkansas. Tickets for the four-day event cost about $200 and don't even include camping or a parking spot. About 400 people avoid this cost and actually get into the festival for free with the camping and parking spot. What's their secret? They work for their ticket. It's part of a program called the Work Exchange Team, or WET. You can see many of the volunteers in the large crowds because they're wearing light blue WET t-shirts. The camping provided to those workers is in a secluded southwest corner of the festival grounds, behind two small ponds and on a dusty trail. The trail leads to the edge of a grove of trees that opens up to a large clearing full of bright red dirt and mud and rocks. This camping location isn't ideal, but it is included in their contract when they sign up to work. Main venue camping costs about $100 and is already sold out this year. I found Thomas Reed, a sophomore at Hendricks College, in the WET campsite. He explained the process of getting on the work exchange team.
Well, we just apply through the work exchange team, and they accept you, and then you have to put down a deposit, and then you just work, and you get a free ticket, and then if you complete all your hours, you get your deposit back.
The work exchange team is part of Shimon Presents out of Atlanta. Their mission is to provide a method for music fans to attend the festivals they want for free while also providing festivals a quality workforce. For Wakarusa, volunteers had to pay a non-refundable $15 application fee and put down a $220 deposit. If they work 15 hours, volunteers get their deposit back. I wandered over to the wet check-in booth, which is really like a barn. Volunteers were sitting on bales of hay and birds were flying around below the roof. There I found Kylie Dangerfield, a supervisor with WET. I asked her if it was common for volunteers to not show up for work.
It's, you know, their prerogative to not show up. They put down a deposit in the price of the ticket. So if they decide not to show up, they're essentially paying for the ticket and enjoying the festival. So we always plan ahead of time and use floaters. So in case people don't show up, we have extras and such. Yeah, I mean, it's broken into five-hour shifts. They can choose, like, the department they want to work in, friends they want to work with, and top three bands they don't want to miss. So we do a pretty good job of scheduling them around their needs.
Sometimes the hours are not very desirable. I asked Thomas Reed about his first shift this week.
It was directing people through parking in the South Gate, which is a couple miles down the road, and it was pretty boring.
When were you doing it?
From 10:45 p.m. to 9 a.m., so overnight, yeah.
With such terrible hours and a less-than-desirable camping area, I asked Reed why he decided to come to Wakarusa.
It's awesome. There's great music, great people, lots of fun stuff.
Another volunteer, Layla Rosen, who is also a student at Hendrix, said her first shift was a little bit longer than she expected.
I had a 12-hour shift, which I wasn't expecting. Part of it is, you know, you have to be flexible when they don't pick you up for 2 hours longer than they're supposed to, but, you know, you just roll with it and it's okay, so.
She didn't seem very upset working most of her hours in her first shift.
I think the biggest part of coming to a festival like this is just the atmosphere and the people. Everyone's just so laid back and, like, welcoming. I went to Bonnaroo with this one and this one last year, and we had an amazing time, but, like, we weren't really prepared camping-wise. We didn't have one of these big canopies, and I just wanted to have, like, that kind of experience again. But as a college student, I couldn't really, like, afford to keep going to music festivals, so the work exchange program is a really good way to do that.
Interested music fans can find more information about the Work Exchange Team by visiting their website, workexchangeteam.com. For Ozarks at Large, on location at Mulberry Mountain, I'm John Schlois.